direct speech and indirect speech. Let's talk about the indirect speech first. In our day-to-day life, there are many instances when we hear something said by a person and then we report the same to another person. This reporting of statements is termed as report speech. The one who speaks is the speaker and the other is a listener. When the listener reports the sentence to the third person, he becomes the reporter. For example, Mr. Rao, who is the speaker, says, "I have to go to the town today." Now, Mr. Mehta is listening to him. The station master tells another person, Mr. Mehta becomes the reporter and says, "Mr. Rao told me that he had to go to the town today." And over here, it is another person, Mr. William, who becomes the listener. Now in the direct speech, Mr. Rao said to Mr. Mehta, reporting verb changes to told, that is added, "I have to go to the town today." Now today becomes that day. What is to be removed now from the direct speech? Inverted commas, he, the third person, and the verb changes to past tense had. Therefore, the indirect speech statement will be, Mr. Rao told Mr. Mehta that he had to go to the town that day.